You. You are who I need. Wait, shit. No, don't run. I just want to talk. Ugh, fine. Have it your way. There. Now you won't be able to get away anymore. You know, you humans have such a nasty habit of running without even observing the situation properly. Though, to be fair, given your circumstances, I suppose it's only logical. Perhaps I should have tried to approach you in a different manner. Oh well. It is how it is, and the result is the same anyway. You, here, right in front of me, exactly where I want you. What? Kill you? Oh, you adorable little human, you. Don't say such idiotic things. Really, if I wanted to kill you, we wouldn't even have this conversation. I'm a busy woman, and if I were to take my time chatting up every snack I come across, it's just inefficient. So, no, I am not planning on taking your life. It'd be such a waste of one of the better humans, and if anything, I plan to make it better. Then why the ring of fire surrounding you? I thought it was quite obvious. But I don't mind making it obvious for you. After all, you are experiencing quite the shock. I can hear your heart pound through the crackling of the fire. Regardless, it's purely to keep you in one place. As you might be aware, all living beings have a natural fear of fire, and despite how intelligent you humans think you are, you haven't exactly evolved beyond that fear just yet. Nor have you evolved any natural defense mechanisms against it. Unlike us dragons. Indeed, it is purely to keep you in one place. I don't wish any harm to come upon you. And while it might have been slightly overkill, I've been wanting to talk to you for so long. I just had to ensure we could have a proper conversation without you weaseling your way out of it. Yes, you heard that right. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while now. I just have never been able to find the time to properly talk to you. Well, that might not be strictly true, but those are details I'll elaborate upon later. For now, do you perhaps recognize me? No, not at all. I suppose that's fair. After all, I didn't exactly reveal myself to you the day we first met, and you were busy with someone else. But if that's the case, say, human, do you perhaps recall saving a dragon once? One that looks frighteningly similar to me. Black and purple with spikes all over. Caught in a bear trap and howling with absolute pain. Ah, you do remember something, don't you? I thought so. That memory must have burned into your mind. Honestly, I was worried that you wouldn't remember it anymore, given that you ran into a tree last week at full speed. It looked quite painful, and I know how absolutely fragile you humans can be at times. How I knew you hit your head against a tree. Well, about that. I am unsure if I want to reveal the entire story just yet. I suppose you're right in that, human. I did want this conversation, and why else would I have surrounded you in an almost literal pit of fire? Right. Well, stay where you are and sit tight, and I'll tell you the reason why I wanted to have a conversation with you. Yes, Har-Har, I get that you cannot go anywhere. That was the entire point to begin with. I really hope that witty tongue of yours doesn't get you killed sometime. Regardless, I don't know how much you remember of the story, so I'll just tell it from my perspective. You see, that dragon I mentioned who you saved, he was my little brother. Yep, you heard that right. My little brother was the dragon you saved that day. Poor guy got caught off guard by one of the many traps scattered around, only to wound himself more in a panic, trying to escape. He was pretty much a dead dragon walking, but then you showed up. And things changed in a way neither of us anticipated. Duh, of course I was there. I thought that would have been obvious from the fact that I said it was from my perspective. God, you humans are really slow when it comes to processing things under pressure. But yes, I was indeed there. I hid myself in the nearby bushes as I was curious to see what you would do, given I sensed some hesitance within your spirit. Normal humans from your village would just have wandered up to him and carved out his heart. But not you. Somehow, you were different. I told my brother, telepathically, to stop squirming and allow you to free him, which eventually succeeded after some struggles. I believe he managed to cut open your leg. Both of them. Damn. He really got you good, didn't he? I must admit, it was rather amusing watching you faint before having to waddle back home. Both of your legs gravely wounded. Scared and lost while the night crawled all over you. Don't worry, though. I would have stepped in and aided you if you really started to struggle. Even if that might have changed the outcome of this story. Well, yeah. Perhaps it was a bit of a dick move to let you suffer like that. But you made it back home, didn't you? All on your own. Using your own strength and sheer willpower to survive. Qualities not a whole lot of folks in your village seem to have nowadays. Indeed. We both know just how greedy they've gotten ever since they discovered how wealthy dragons can make them. Which brings me to my next point. What you did that day surprised my little brother. But especially me. I'm sure you're aware how wealthy a catch such as him would have made you. How that would have solved every single issue you have, and how that would have granted you the life you wish for every single night. All that hinging on a single kill. And yet you still chose to be selfless and save the life of a young, innocent dragon, with all the consequences that it brought. To be perfectly honest with you, I didn't just follow you home to make sure you were safe. Given your actions, I became curious as to what your position was within your village, only to discover that you weren't exactly liked by most of your village. Originally, my plans were to share a bit of my treasure with you to help with your daily life, only to realize that the gold would do more harm than good. When later that week I returned to check up on how your wounds were healing, I found you in an argument with a whole mob of your neighbors. They were livid with you and shamed you for your inability to kill a dragon. And despite how much I wanted to interfere and help you, I knew I couldn't. I'm sorry for what you had to go through that week. So, in the end, I hung around your village some more, watching you closely to get to know you a little better. I wanted to see what you were like outside of that one act of selflessness. Curious if you were really all that kind outside of having saved my little brother. And much to my relief, you indeed were. Because of this, I decided to aid you the best I could. Mostly when it came to hunting, or giving you provisions in my disguised human forms. Months passed like this, yet I felt unfulfilled to only aid you, but never properly talk. And despite me ignoring my heart initially, I had to come to terms that I started to, well, like you. Indeed, I started to like you in ways I have not felt about a human before, nor I ever had thought I would feel. The favors I did for you were no longer because I felt like I owed you for saving my brother, but because I wanted to. I wanted to see you happy and feel good about yourself whenever you brought a deer or two back from the hunt, and you were not scolded for being a waste of housing space. Though, most important, I... Gods, am I really about to do this? I guess I am. Human, I really like you. Like that. And because of this, I want you. What the? Huh. I figured out the bait much earlier than I had planned for. Well, that does change things a little. I suppose we'll have to continue this conversation back at my lair instead. Yes, I'll be taking you to my lair. Now, I suppose at this point it's worth mentioning that this wall of fire has a secondary purpose. It'll fake your death, allowing you to stay with me without anyone looking for you, but I'll elaborate more once we're there. For now, hold on tight and enjoy the ride. I hope you don't mind the height too much. But don't worry, my human. We'll be home soon enough.